You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Some guy walks up to me. He says to me,
"This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Aren't you Susie Schuster's husband?"
No.
With guest host, Susie Schuster.
I want to take a minute to talk about Caleb Williams.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
This is a kid who just wanted to go to his mom. When did him need to be comforted become a sign that he's soft?
Earlier on the show, Yahoo Sports columnist Dan Wetzel, two-time Super Bowl champion Eli Manning, coming up, Marconi Award winner Rich Eisen, and now sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
Hey everybody, back for the third hour of the Rich Eisen Show. Susie Schuster, thrilled to be back here with you. Chris Brockman, how are you?
Hey Susie, how are you?
I'm okay. You're a couple sheets to the wind there. You got a couple drinks in your in your gullet. You feeling
not?
Good about
it's
yourself?
It's Thursday. We got this game tonight. I got to get myself through it. So
I'm going to pour you a double shot before we leave this building.
Goodness gracious, I'm going to have to sleep here.
Mikey D, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm pacing myself.
And TJ's a little drunk in the corner.
Nah, I'm straight.
Donkey!
Donkey!
All right, that's it. I want TJ to laugh.
We're having a great
You're
time.
You're downright giggly.
This donkey thing, man. I'm watching the Manny Castle, and that donkey pumped up. It was just like a popped up. It was just like a wait. What did I just see?
I can feel it.
And you know what's so funny? I was driving and I was listening to somebody else interview him because Eli is clearly making the rounds for Quaker, and for the pre-grain tour. And by the way, Cooper Eisen, big fan of the Quaker. Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
But maple sugar on top, strawberries, blueberries, and walnuts. But I heard, and they didn't ask him about the donkey. Like, how do you not ask him about the donkey? Rich joins us now from Germany. I mean, Rich, wouldn't you have asked Eli Manning about the donkey?
Yeah. And Coop, by the way, is also a fan of the Manning cast.
He loves it.
He loves the Manning cast. He does love it. But I bet you he was at baseball. He didn't see the donkey on the Manning cast, huh?
I will show
By the
him
way,
that.
That made it here, you know, because Schwarzenegger's big here. It's funny. You mentioned Schwarzenegger. That's what Oleg, my bike tour friend, mentioned yesterday, how he learned. I asked him how he was so fluent in English, being a Russian national. And he said the Beatles. He said that all the Russian kids wanted to know what the Beatles were saying. And then he said Schwarzenegger, when he started making all the movies. Yeah. They were all like, they want to know, what is he saying? I didn't tell him about the donkey. I thought, you know, that'd have been too much for our first, meet together. But he's out there watching. So what's up, Oleg?
Hi, how
Oleg.
Are
you?
Oleg.
Oleg. Oleg. Oleg. Oleg.
That guy's amazing.
Oleg the goalie.
He's a legend.
From back in the day.
Rich, you miss Oleg, don't you? I can tell. I know how you get wistful. You get emotional. Rich gets attached to people very quickly.
That's understandable.
My gosh.
Maybe you should fly Oleg over for like maybe like a, what if you could be your Vegas Super Bowl correspondent? Like maybe instead of a... JB Smooth, you could go to Oleg this year.
Oh,
I don't know. That's not a bad idea.
We should bring him to Vegas.
That would be really fun.
Oleg needs to be in Vegas.
Yeah,
Oleg on media night?
Yes. Yes. Media night correspondent, Oleg.
Rich, I'm just saying, I come with croissants, champagne, and great ideas.
Roku Joe, can we make this happen?
Roku Joe, if you're listening, he's like, oh, God. Now
we'll put
what?
The requisite amount of we'll put the requisite amount of euro aside.
That's right.
In the budget for that.
What's going on, honey?
Not much. Just hanging out here on a Thursday night back at Frankfurt. Like I mentioned, we got the Colts tomorrow. Never met Shane Steichen before, so meeting him. Jonathan Taylor. Be good to see the guy.
I mean, nice.
You know, we were caping for him quite a bit during the summer.
Yes, indeed.
Gardner Minshew. I get to meet with Gardner Minshew tomorrow. That'll be good.
And you're a big fan of his. You like his personality.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
You like the cut of his jib.
I do like the cut of his jib. I'd love to have that jib cut myself for even 5 seconds of my life.
Who are you talking to from the Pats? Do you know yet?
Yeah, it is Bill and Mac Jones, David Andrews, I believe. We're meeting with him.
Okay.
And Peppers, I believe, on the defense.
Oh,
so
cool.
I'll see Jabril there. That's who we're meeting on Saturday. We're meeting them at the stadium. They're doing their walkthrough at the stadium. Bless them. I haven't seen a team do that yet in either of the international series, but they're doing it at the stadium.
Rich, will you
just to get some sense?
Will you let Gardner Minshew know that he is the number one quarterback birthday party that you would go to if given the opportunity?
Yes, that's right. I forgot to bring that up.
That power ranking that made our
Emmy reel.
Yes, sir. Let him know.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll get the invite to his next.
Let him know. Yes, I'll find out when his birthday is. We'll figure that out.
We'll send
them on. I need how many pluses do I need? I need
at least five,
you,
six.
Right? The two of you. Who else?
DJ Mikey D. Jay Felly.
Oleg. Adam. Oleg.
Yeah, Oleg's in now.
Snitch probably is down. Plus eight. Okay. Just say plus eight to be generous.
I'm plus eight.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Soon
you asked
don't want
how
him, right?
No. You asked Eli how. You know, you asked us how Eli was. He was great.
Yes.
He did
awesome.
Tell us that Pete used to comb his hair with a Sharpie in high school. My follow-up was, who had bigger game in high school, you or your brother?
Yep. The answer.
Was there an answer? Was it like a push?
They played too many sports to really worry about trying
busy.
To spit game.
Oh, so he
demurred. He demurred.
Okay.
He did throw his brother down the river a couple times, or under the bus, or whatever the expression is.
That's why people love the Mannings. They love that sort of stuff.
Well, yeah, I tried to tell him that watching the game last night, I was watching the Warriors-Nuggets game, and I had Xander trying to sit on Cooper. Yeah. I had the ladies committing three murders, not one, two, but three murders of so-called indestructible toys. In front of us, and Taylor was belly flopping on top of the two boys, and I'm just trying to watch a game.
So and it's like a regular night in
our
house.
I said to him, is that what it was like for you growing up? And he said, basically, yes.
Okay, cool. And Archie and Olivia are looking very healthy. So obviously this keeps you young. That's what I'll say right there. So
that's true.
I'll just say that.
But you remember that dinner in New Orleans, don't you? When I'd come down to New Orleans,
that was for Archie winning the Summerall Award.
That's right, for St.
Jude.
And
for
I think
the Legends of Charity dinner that Cheryl D. Leonardis puts on every single year, and I hosted that. And the thing that you and I both remarked is we'd never been around Cooper before, and we'd never been around him before, and he's the oldest. And you could see Peyton and Eli defer to him as if he is the oldest. And that's always that blew us away, seeing that dynamic play out in person.
Yeah. And that solidified our cover.
That's right. Exactly.
It really did.
So at any rate, do we have awards to get to?
We have mid-season awards, Rich.
Okay. Because it is, I believe, Jets Chargers was the exact midpoint of the season, that it was the exact halfway through the number of games played. So tonight is the first game officially of the second half of the 2023 season. And what a game it is to kick off that half. But what did we decide to do here?
All right, Rich, we're doing MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Coach of the Year. Because we didn't do rookie because I think it's obvious it's CJ Stroud at this point.
That's correct.
And then we're going to do a Super Bowl mulligan. Super Bowl.
Because, I always get that on NFL Network on Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
So you're giving it to me three weeks earlier.
At the midway point. If you want to review, if you want to go back on your earlier pick, it's fine. If you're not, okay.
Okay. Go for it.
All right. So I'm going to start MVP. I think this was my MVP when we at the beginning. I still think it's Jalen Hurts. The Eagles are the best team in the league. Hurts is leading that offense. A.J. Brown, you could say Offensive Player of the Year. Sure, I'm here for that. But Jalen Hurts has been awesome, and the Eagles are great. And so I'm going with him. Offensive Player of the Year, I don't think there's any argument. It's Christian McCaffrey. I know the 49ers have lost three in a row, but this guy has scored a touchdown in every game this season. He has four more receiving, nine on the ground. He's been phenomenal. It's Christian McCaffrey. Defensive Player of the Year, I love Myles Garrett. I think it's him. He's second in the league in sacks. He's a half sack. behind the leader right now, and the Browns have a phenomenal defense. And as we head into the second half of the year, I think that's a unit that's going to lead them to the playoffs while Deshaun Watson gets himself back up to speed coming back from the injury. Coach of the year, he was my pick before the season, and I still think it holds with how bad they look on offense, but they have 5 wins. It's Mike Tomlin. Love the job Mike Tomlin is doing this year. He's my coach of the year. Now, my Super Bowl pick before the season was Eagles-Bills. I'm changing it. I think we're on a collision course for a Super Bowl rematch, Chiefs and Eagles. I'm still taking the Eagles to win this year. That's my Super Bowl. Mulligan, TJ, you're up. What do you got?
All right, Chris, well, with MVP, I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson of the Ravens. You know, Lamar doesn't right now have the gaudy numbers, right? But the way the Ravens are playing, and I know you can use that, well, who have they beaten type thing, because sure. I heard other shows saying it. But the fact is, you can only beat who's on the schedule and who
right.
you're playing.
Right.
I feel Lamar had a lot of pressure on him to come through and be successful this year, and I think he's doing it. Like I said, the numbers aren't as gaudy as others. He only got 9 touchdowns, even though he is leading the league in completion percentage. I feel his numbers will go up as the season goes on. But I got Lamar as my MVP. Offensive player of the year, I'm going to stick with the guy I picked in the preseason. That's the Cheetah, Tyreek Hill. I feel like there's really no way to stop this guy.
Yeah.
There's no defense. There's nothing. Because when a man is that fast, what can you really do? How do you simulate that? Like, how do you stop him? And he's been putting up the numbers. McCaffrey also, obviously, another great pick. He scored touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. But I just feel like Tyreek, there really is no defense for this guy whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah, 1,100 yards in 9 games.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And we thought 2,000 yards was kind of crazy. Doesn't look so crazy now, does it?
It looks like he's going to do it.
Defensive player of the year. You know, a few weeks ago, I came on the Monday and held up this whiteboard and said he was MVP of the league. Obviously, we know that only goes to the quarterback, so maybe it should just be quarterback of the year instead of MVP. But Myles Garrett, I have him as my defensive player of the year for obvious reasons. He's a monster, and there are some great defenders this year. You know, of course, you know, TJ Watt, of course, my guy Micah Parsons.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm going to take feelings out of it and say Myles Garrett as the defensive player of the year. Coach of the year was tough because I wanted to go Mike McDaniels.
Tough.
But I decided to give it to D'Amico Ryans.
Nice.
The Houston Texans
good
right
one.
Now. They kind of maybe changed the culture there, and the Texans look like going forward, they could be a team that, you know, could give some people problems. Maybe not this year, but I think going forward, I kind of like where they're at with C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson with D'Amico.
Yeah, 4-4 right now. If they knock off Cincinnati this week, a team who's on fire,
on
then
fire.
I think you're really going to start to see the chatter for D'Amico kind of get a little louder.
So, and if I'm a Texans fan, your future's looking really bright and really good. And Super Bowl matchup, like, it pains me not to say the Cowboys. You know I really want to say it, but I'll just keep it real. I've got my MVP, Lamar Jackson, and the Baltimore Ravens taking out, do I have to say it, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh.
It
makes me
really fun.
I've got Ravens.
That's going to leave a mark there.
I'm not happy about it. I don't want to say it.
I hear you.
But
I guess this is why we hang out together, because my list is kind of a mixture of the two I just heard. The MVP, I went back and forth. Preseason, it was Mahomes. It might wind up being Mahomes by the end of the year anyway. I thought to myself, is it Lamar Jackson? And it very, very well could be. But I'm going Jalen Hurts, too. I think he is the personification of what this team is all about. Don't forget, he had A.J. Brown in his grill early on, and he started finding him, and he has fed him, and he has been happy. And Devontae Smith has been fed, and he has been happy. And the running game is terrific, in part because of a lot of the holes that I think his passing game opens up. And then let's not forget, the most unstoppable play I think we've ever seen in the NFL. There's two offensive linemen up front in Dickerson and Kelsey who have a lot to do with it, but every single coach I speak to says, get yourself a quarterback who's 240 pounds. And he is hurt, and he plays hurt, and he shows up, and he doesn't complain, and everybody takes their cue from him. He is the most valuable player in Jalen Hurts. The offensive player of the year, I'm going with Tyreek. I you know how I feel about McCaffrey. And he's carrying one of my fantasy teams right now. But when somebody has 1,000 yards through the first 8 games of a season, and first time since 1961, you got to pay heed. And he has been unstoppable. And I know the Chiefs, you know, ripped the ball away from him to stop him. And so maybe what I'm saying is figurative, but he's the offensive player of year in my mind. The defensive player of the year, I'm going Myles Garrett too. Yeah. He's got 9.5 sacks, same as Max Crosby, same as TJ Watt. Danielle Hunter leads the league in sacks at 10. But I mean, I've never seen anybody create a pre-snap penalty because two players are traveling with him. I've never seen what happened in that Titans game. I've never seen what happened with him practicing a crossover dribble over the center before he wreaks havoc. I've never seen anybody leapfrog over a long snapper like him and not get called for leverage. He is just a freak, and he is without a doubt the defensive player of the year in my mind. Coach of the year. I went back and forth. I thought to myself, Doug Peterson, what he did after starting one and two, what he did in London to go 2-0 there, then come back short week and come back, win a game without a bye, and then short week in New Orleans, then go into Pittsburgh, and they've won 5 in a row. That's coach of the year stuff. I'm interested in what you said about D'Amico Ryans, but technically you have to be above 500 in my estimation to do this. I'm giving it to a guy who caped for his quarterback, even when the quarterback was saying, I don't want to be there anymore, and tweeted it out just as his butt was hitting the seats at a press conference, and then suddenly kept things going for this quarterback to come back, hired an offensive coordinator to switch things up, saw his top running back go out right away with an Achilles injury, has this defense playing out of their minds. And I'm going with John Harbaugh. I think he is coach of the year right now. What they are doing in Baltimore, getting better each and every week, means he is coaching his butt off. And I'm going with John Harbaugh as coach of the year. And I'm sticking with my preseason Super Bowl prediction of 49ers over Chiefs. I'm sticking with it. There's no reason for me to jump off it right now. I'm thinking the Chiefs are going to be very tough to beat. They are the one seed right now in the AFC. Patrick Mahomes, it was amazing in our research for this game in Frankfurt, and Orlovsky mentioned it on the air several times. He's never played a playoff game on the road. Did you know that?
No, that's crazy. Aside from Super Bowls, right?
That's the only time he's never played a playoff game in Arrowhead is the neutral site Super Bowl. So they're going to be a tough out at home. Obviously, they've been knocked out at home by the Bengals and also by New England. Yeah. So I'm sticking with them. And every team always goes through adversity. Don't forget, Tom Brady's Bucks were 500 on the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend and then didn't lose again. So I'm still believing in the Niners and their talent, and I'm sticking with my Super Bowl prediction. And that's my midseason award docket.
All right.
Here from Germany.
Love it.
So I have different awards, Rich.
Oh,
things that are interesting to me.
I'd love to hear it.
I was kind of thinking about the Sexiest Man of the Year award.
I thought
it was a shame that you weren't nominated. And, you know, obviously we know that Travis Kelce's brother, Jason Kelce, to say the important Kelce, he was nominated as the Sexiest Man of the Year. He did win. He did not win, Rich. Patrick Dempsey did.
Oh, that's your guy.
McDreamy.
That's McDreamy. McDreamy from back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see him, you know, playing on a line anywhere. I think Jason Kelce would have been the natural choice. I think you could have been. But, Rich, since you didn't get it, honey, Smitch was nice enough to make this for you.
Uh-oh. Oh, let me see.
There he is. Sexiest man alive. And... And honey, the ladies, I think you look great. I think the ladies of the Rich Eisen show, Sarah and Liz, said to me, did you pick out Rich's outfit? I said, no.
And what did you say?
I said, I bought them both, but that you put them together. And you are, as Mike Hoskins tells me in my ear, tell him he's the sexiest man alive. So wait, what was that? Rich, you are the sexiest man of the year. Now
you don't have to be. Don't twist. You don't have to have your arm twisted.
Well,
I love how they assume you dress me like, you know, matching the giraffe color to the giraffe color, like the Garanimals back in the day, you know. But I chose it myself. I definitely chose. But I did, of course, vet it past you saying, what do you think about me wearing this for Chiefs in the?
Well, you're not a dumb man. You're a very smart man.
Exactly. What you didn't vet ahead of time was least sexy man of the year. And say thank you to Mike Hoskins and Smits for this one. I think it's sexy because you had the balls to walk through Studio City, California, dressed like a banana, and still get in a fight over Michigan.
Sports argument.
That's right.
Not a fight.
Jets.
Not a fight. Well, this man was getting all over Cooper for wearing a Jet jersey.
Ridiculous.
You know, I mean,
with inaccurate information about the Yankees as well. You know, so.
Chris Brockman, you don't go unscathed. Chris Brockman, let's see yours. Hey, action hero.
Okay.
What's 5 years.
Chris, on the cover of Forbes magazine, sports betting savant Chris Brockman shares his secrets.
Well, that's not true.
We're 3 over .500 on Sneaky Good Games, guys. Come on now.
Okay.
We're in the black.
Nobody gets out alive here on the Rich Eisen Show. TJ, man of the year. He's mad we're not showing his shoes in the cover, but trust us, they are dope.
Donkey!
Hey, Mikey! Mikey on the cover of Yachting World. He's going to need a bigger boat. Retired audio goat sails off into the sunset.
You guys are ridiculous.
He's going to need a bigger boat. That's a good yacht. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Thankfully, we have the technology placed in just for this week, just in time to be told all the way from El Segundo, California to my ear here in Germany. We have one for you, Sue.
No. Yeah. And the cover of Cosmo. I like it.
What does it say? Mom, wife, podcaster, empire builder. Mimosas, they're not just for breakfast anymore. Call it speeding. I call it quit driving so slow and get the F out of my way. That's good.
Yep.
And what to do when your Tupperware gets kidnapped. That's a great...
Let me tell you something. Here's how the boys know me here. Smitch knows enough to put a picture of me that is slightly old and slightly out of focus and fantastic. And I love you, Sean Mitchell, for that. Thank you very much.
Mitch specials all around. Orange
fantastic.
Whips for everybody.
Fantastic.
All right.
That was amazing.
By the way, one last thing, and then I will let you go. I reached out to Jason Kelce the other day. To ask him what, geez, remember that moment? It was number 93 on the Cowboys. I don't know who that is, but the Fox broadcast had him basically go up to him and just yell at him. Did you remember that? That tight shot right up against, started screaming in his face. So I sent him a picture of the cocaine bear yelling, you know, and saying like, what were you doing screaming in number 93's face last night? Just saw that. And he wrote back, ha ha. I was actually laughing like a maniacal villain, oddly. No clue why I did that, says the sexiest man alive.
Wow.
Of the Philadelphia Eagles. Amazing. So, you know what? I'm just reporting exclusives here from Germany.
We thank you for that, Rich. By the way, your son has been texting me nonstop. Mom, could I have an Ubatuba, please? Mom.
Oh, my God.
Mom.
Hey, while you got him, tell Cooper to respond to my trade
offer. It's not Cooper.
No. Cooper would never pull
Cooper
his
never
phone
text.
Out of his bag during a school day.
Okay, sorry. I thought it was Cooper.
I don't know. He's thinking about it, though, with Durant and LeBron
No, he's not.
Terms have changed. It's LeBron straight up for Tatum. LeBron is statistically better than Tatum this year. What do you guys are not?
I told you, he got the shoes. He's all in as a Celtics fan. He's not going to trade that.
Tell him to respond. Make me a counter.
He doesn't want to make you a counter because he knows you try to screw him every time.
I'm beating the brakes off of him this week.
He's losing again.
By the way, he finally won a fantasy football. He's psyched.
Yeah,
I woke up the other day. It's a dad I won! ! So.
By the way, he is so your son. He's got the double whammy today. He's got a basketball practice, and then he and his three buddies get into a car and go to baseball practice. So he's got the double whammy, right?
Double whammy.
Fantastic.
And they were picking up turkey sandwiches. I was like, that's not happening. What do you think he took with him in his bag for dinner tonight in between the two games? What's your favorite thing to eat?
My favorite thing to eat?
Yeah. That goes into a baggie.
Pizza.
Oh, it goes in. Oh. I don't know.
Are you serious? Have you been away that long?
Jesus.
No.
I don't know. I had a pretzel on a train. What do you want?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Hey, fantastic. What a child.
Great. Great content here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, goodbye. Hey, what are you doing tonight? Are you done for the night or are you heading out? What's going on? Oleg meeting you in Frankfurt?
Oleg.
Nope, that's what I got. Nice. I'm tapped out. I'm doing nothing.
Rich,
you're looking at it.
Who's doing the game?
Actually, no. I'm calling in a Mad Dog in an hour and a half.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Because you can't have enough.
Rich, I'll be unchained.
Who's doing the game with you this weekend?
Just Jason McCourty and yours truly, with Sarah Walsh and Stacey Dales on the sideline.
Nice, very
fantastic.
Orlovsky sent back to his employers, so that'll be that.
All right, and then you're back on Monday.
Yeah, but I'll be on tomorrow's show to give to do what's more likely. Yep. So that'll be Friday, and then Sunday's game, and then Monday I'll be back in studio to do Overreaction Monday Pod with you, Chris. Great. Fresh from the plane.
Can't wait.
I won't be here tomorrow, Rich. Andrew will be here.
It'll be great. It'll be great. Oh my God! All right. Cheers to you.
Bye.
Good night.
Cheers to you, Rich Eisen. Hi,
good night, Frankfurt.
Donkey! Mike, you're so proud of yourself.
Occasionally, I hit it.
You really hit it there, sweetheart.
We
really
hit it there. We got the preview monitor in front of me and Mike, and Rich just completely finished the rest of his glass and then gave us a thumbs up.
He's like, Fraulein, I'll have another. Fantastic. All right, let's take a break.
Let's do it.
When we come back, who knows? We're off the rails.
Something.
Chris is three in. It could go really dark any minute.
You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Half redneck, half posh, 100% fun. Trey Crowder and Corey Ryan Forrester try and learn fancy culture in putting on airs.
The host of the Medium Popcorn Podcast, Brandon Collins and Justin Brown.
Okay, so Paddington 2 had like 100% of Rotten Tomatoes
as
for
it should. You guys ruined that?
Justin came in and like took it down like 2 points because of his rating. That's the time we started getting death threats.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I didn't know. People worship that movie.
Putting on airs. The podcast is on YouTube and wherever you listen.
Back here on The Rich Eisen Show, I'm sitting at The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network at The Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger's got the right product for you. Call and click Grainger.com or just stop by. Now with our new weekly fantasy football update, sponsored by Prize Picks, here is TJ Jefferson.
Hey, everybody, let's get you ready for week 10 of the fantasy season. DJ Mikey D, give me my theme music, and yes, my sneakers are dope. We got the Jordan 11 Jubilees on. Just want to show that to everybody at home.
Put your shoes back on.
You, who's him. You know who's him this week, Chris Brockman?
What do you got?
Hollywood swinging. Oh. Marquise Brown, wide receiver of the Cardinals. Look, Kyler Murray is back. Last year in 6 starts as the number one for the Cardinals with Kyler under center. Hollywood averaged 18 PPR points and 3 touchdowns. Now Kyler Murray's back. I think this might be time. If you had Hollywood stashed, if you were starting them and you weren't really happy with the results, I think now you're starting to get happy because Kyler Murray's back. Those two have a nice little thing going in from last season. I think it'll keep up this year. Hollywood Brown is him. You know who else is him? Baker Mayfield, believe it or not.
Ooh, really?
Now listen. Baker scored 23 points last week, which is the 5th time in 8 games that he's had that many. And the Titans this season, I think, let's see here, 2 quarterbacks have scored 19 or more fantasy points against them, which isn't a lot. But the last time Baker faced the Titans, he passed for over 300 yards and 4 touchdowns. So he might have a nice little taste for the Titans. I'm going to say, roll with Baker. Don't be afraid. Put him in your lineup. He'll be him this week. Now, you know who's not him? I don't think Deshaun Watson is him this week against the Ravens. Look, the Ravens are number one in fewest fantasy points allowed to opposing quarterbacks. Josh Dobbs is the only quarterback with more than 20 against them. And look, he's the pastronaut. He's gone. I'm not liking Deshaun this week against the Ravens. He ain't him. Have a seat. You know who else isn't him, believe it or not, guys? Devontae Adams against the Jets.
Oh, really?
This Jets D is very amazing, as we know. He scored 8 or fewer points in 4 of his past 5 games, and he hasn't scored a touchdown in like 6-7 weeks. The Jets secondary is number one in fewest fantasy points allowed to opposing receivers. I think Steph Diggs, I know, is the only receiver to score a touchdown against them this year. Did you know that? Mm. So Devontae Adams, for as great of a player he is this week in fantasy, He ain't him. He's not him. Now, the head or gut section. Sometimes you got to, like, go with your gut and say, this guy might be him. Jaha, 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 ha, 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 ha. Jahan Dotson. Remember that song, Mikey, from back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Jahan Dotson, wide receiver of the Commanders against the Seahawks. He has 26 targets in the last three games, which you know, we all know. If you have that many targets, that's a lot of volume coming at you. Your chances of being fantasy relevant are much higher. I like Jahan. He scored at least 17 in his each of his last two games. And also, Seattle's allowed 11 receivers to score at least 13 or more fantasy points. So, sneaky good here. I think Jahan Dotson might be him. And also, Jerry Jeudy, believe it or not. Look, I think maybe he took Steve Smith's words and kind of used them to help fortify himself. Look, Buffalo's allowed 9 receivers to score at least 14 fantasy points this season. Cortland Sutton, low-key, is having a pretty decent year. I think Jerry Jeudy can be the next guy up. And like I said, I'm going to use my gun on this. If you got Jerry Jeudy, don't be afraid to start him. He just might be him. And that's my fantasy advice for week 10.
Well, our fantasy football update is sponsored by Prize Picks, the number one daily fantasy sports app ready to test your skills. Join the Prize Picks community. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Yeah,
nicely done.
Yeah, it's a tough week fantasy, too, because you got a lot of teams on byes with a ton of heavy hitters in everyone's lineups. Chiefs, Dolphins, Eagles. Obviously, every top team is loaded with players from those teams. Also, the Rams on a bye. But, yeah.
Obviously, and I wanted to say, really, Dak Prescott is him, because I feel with Tommy DeVito, our defense is going to just
The Giants. The defense is him this week.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, obviously, when we do these fantasy things, I don't want to give you the obvious picks.
Sure,
you should be starting Dak. You should be starting Mahomes. You should be starting Christian McCaffrey every week. So that's what this is, to help you, maybe guys who you're on the fence about, put them in your lineup.
No doubt.
Get that success.
How you doing over there?
In fantasy?
Yeah.
5-4. I still feel good about my team. I'm a real high-scoring team, but I'm trying to work through. I got A.J. Brown on a bye this week. You know, there's news out of Cincinnati that Jamar Chase and T. Higgins did not practice today. So if Tyler Boyd is available in your league, I have him, so I'm going to start him anyway. But if he's out there, might want to snag him up in case those guys have to miss on Sunday. Because I think that's going to be a shootout, right? Cincinnati and Houston, I think that's going to be a high.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Now
that Joe's all the way back. Bengals are hot. We saw what C.J. Stroud did last week. That has the potential to be a pretty high-scoring game.
I've got Tank Dell, so I'm hoping for that.
Exactly. Tank Dell, Noah Brown, in case Nico Collins is a banged up. You're going to want players in this game.
Does that qualify as like a sneaky good game, or what is that?
That might be sneaky good. I think that's going to be a pretty good game. That was on Rich's top five list, and I kind of agree with that. I think that's going to be a pretty good game. You got both teams. Bengals are on the rise. We think they're going to be contenders. Texans are trying to get into that playoff mix. So I think that's going to be a pretty good game.
Chris, I got Tank Dell and Dalton Schultz. I'm starting them both.
Yeah,
so
Dalton
I really
Schultz,
hope
huge
that this is a big
week.
Game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to do this. This is so complicated for
fantasy?
Me.
Fantasy?
Too many numbers.
You'll figure it out.
No, it's like Unfrozen Caveman Lou.
How have you gone this long and not been in a fantasy league? Because now Cooper's super into it.
Yeah.
I got to imagine Taylor is like a year or two away from wanting. Why can't I have a fantasy team? You know what I mean?
I'm not that popular. I'm not even in a book club. Like, I have friends that are in a book club, and they'll like rub it in. I can say this because they won't watch the show, but like,
the audacity. I'm
smart.
Now, are your friends in
I
these
can be
book
in a
clubs?
Book club. They're all in book clubs.
Are they really reading the books?
Yeah, they're really reading the books.
Nerds.
And they're getting together to discuss them with white wine. Done. White wine, you lost me. By the way, like, it's what's girlier than a book club with white wine?
Nothing.
Nothing. I'm like, pour me a vodka on the rocks and we'll talk.
Oh, man.
No, I'm not that. See, Mikey, you and I.
Come on. Lemon,
you and I think alike.
Exactly. We know.
We've
known each other a long time.
I'm not drinking white wine. Yuck.
No.
Not even if it's Intercept. I won't drink white wine.
You will throw
champagne,
down a mimosa.
I mean, I'm no dummy. TJ.
Champagne.
There's some low totals this week. Like tonight's total, just to go back to the games for a second. 38.5 tonight is the total. Oof. Also, 40.5 Saints Vikings, 39.5 Packers Steelers, 39.5 Titans Bucks, 38.5 Browns Ravens, 39.5, Giants, Cowboys. Giants may not score. And then Monday night, Jets, Raiders, 36.5. That's the lowest NFL total of the year.
No, that's paltry. It's a bad number, by the way.
That's a lot of bad, a lot of low-scoring matchups this weekend.
Or a lot of great defensive football.
I know.
It's not as exciting, though. Nobody cares. TJ, it's like we want to see some numbers.
I was just trying to put some makeup on it. That's all.
Yeah. That's true.
Highest total of the week, not surprising. Lions, Chargers, that game should be a shootout at SoFi.
Yeah, that'll be totally fun.
Yeah, that'll be a real fun game.
If you're looking for tickets, you need to find new ways to find tickets.
Yeah, like, I always need tickets.
Say you want to go to a game.
Always need tickets.
Say you want to go to a show. My kids, like, 3 different shows all the time. It's like, Mom, I want to go here. I want to go everywhere. I'm like, I can't keep up. I need an Uber for my own account.
It's only one of you.
But when I'm buying the tickets, I go to GameTime.co because I can see where they're sitting. And I know that they're not going to screw me at the last minute with weird numbers or adding percentages. They're going to give it to me straight. I'm going to know how to find my tickets, and I'm going to know my views from my seat. And the best price is guaranteed on Game Time app. And you have to do it this way. So browse through the app and then decide where you're going, and then ignore your kids and go where you want to go. I think that's the bottom line. They've got deals on the tickets right up until the start of the event. Best for me, they have tickets even an hour after it starts. So it is the best place to find last-minute seats when your kids unappreciatively ask you to go somewhere. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the app, create an account, use the code RICH, R-I-C-H, for $20 off of your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create the account, redeem the code R-I-C-H for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Still laughing at myself for having read the Westwood One. I've never in 30 years done that before. And I've worked with some doozies who. Ron Burgundy, the way through a broadcast.
Susie Burgundy?
The football season is underway, and Believe podcasts are talking about it.
When he went home and went to sleep, Michael Parsons was terrorizing him.
Believe has podcasts covering all 32 professional teams and many of your favorite college teams, too.
And to be only producing 15 points a game, that's something that is definitely disheartening.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
As a quarterback, I would expect him to be acting like that. Take the accountability. Put that on yourself. Don't put it on your teammates.
Search BLEAV podcasts wherever you listen.
Stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open WWO Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. That is right. Stream Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and Rich Eisen all season long for free. And get in the zone with AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you find a fix for free. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply. I'm not going to lie, a little bummed out that nothing came down with Michigan while I was on the air.
Yeah, I kind of thought we were going to get some today. Bruce was here yesterday, Bruce Feldman from Fox and The Athletic, yeah. And he said, you know, maybe in the next 18 to 24 hours, it's come and gone. It's been 25 hours now, and we got nothing.
Dan Wetzel in Hour 1 from Yahoo Sports. Mm-hmm. We got a great interview with him. If you missed it, you can see this repeat on Roku, or you can listen to it on the Rich Eisen Show YouTube page, or you can do whatever you want, but I'm just bummed out that we can't use our breaking news animation or our sound effects. I wanted to chew on this one, guys. And if it goes down right after we get off the air, I'm coming back tomorrow.
Do you want to call in tomorrow if that happens?
Yeah, of course I do.
Done. Locked it in.
Yeah, just to flex and show I can.
Do you want to call Andrew and be like, hey, just let you know something happened in the studio. The show's canceled.
What if Andrew calls in and is like, don't show up. Hoskins, I don't know what happened. Like, all four of my tires.
There's a gas leak at my house.
What happened? Well, I'm stuck.
He lives too close, so he could still probably walk here at me.
Yeah. He likes hiking. Just don't let him get chased by monkeys.
True. Yeah.
I will just be very jealous if that's how I lose the breaking news. Do we have a phone call here? Rooster in Austin, Texas. How are you?
Yeah, they come to snuff the rooster.
Wait. He's up.
Hey, that's my song. How y'all doing?
How are you, Rooster?
Are you Matthew McConaughey's brother? Because isn't his brother a rooster?
I am not. Okay. I would love to take McConaughey out on one of my 5-star electric bike tours here in Austin, Texas, and I'm inviting you and the whole crew to come on a free tour.
Done. I bet.
If you ever find yourself here in Austin. I'm a former school teacher, 25 years, and now I do these five-star tours, and I absolutely love it.
Oh, that's fantastic. What's your favorite favorite site in Austin?
Oh, there's too many to tell you about. I can show you things that the locals tell me they have never seen, and they've been living here for years.
Fantastic.
It's a lot of fun. I make them educational because of my former job. And it's truly phenomenal. I'd like you to check out my Instagram and check out my pictures and my videos, rooster_tour_guide. And it's with Good Vibes Tours, the only e-bike tours in Austin with Good Vibes. And I'm a huge 49ers fan, and this is our year.
All right, Rooster. Well, we really appreciate the call in, and we'll check you out. And no electric bikes for you guys. I'm just saying, like, that's lame. I think electric bikes are cheating. I mean,
what?
You got to pedal.
No.
You got to pedal,
you
people.
You can't pedal on electric bikes. You can't pedal.
You don't pedal. It's
you
like, it's like
use,
having a
you don't
rocket.
Have to use the motor.
No, you can do both.
You can choose to not. I had one. Yeah. I say had because someone decided they didn't need it, so they stole it.
DJ,
but I used to have one. And yeah, you don't have to. You can completely turn it off. But the bikes are kind of heavy, so it kind of helps. But yeah, you don't have to.
Rooster just broke the Amy Trask rules, which is unless you're paying us, we will not... we will not broadcast or support your financial endeavors.
I don't know if I agree
Amy
with
gets
that rule.
Really very particular about it on What the Football, which you can listen to or download wherever you find your podcasts.
Look, we're of the people here. If Rooster wants to call in and promote his business, I personally ain't.
Hey, I'm checking out Rooster's Instagram right now.
How's it look?
This guy looks like a good time.
Yeah. Is it Oleg but with a wig on?
I would love it if Oleg called right now. That would be tremendous. He's
By
probably
the way,
hammered. It's like 9 o'clock at night.
What's your percentage that Oleg shows up in Vegas and is a part of the Rich Eisen show?
I'm willing to bet.
That Roku Joe right now is creating an Oleg fund somewhere.
This guy's coming to Vegas. Yeah. At 51%. It's better than half odds.
I'm just so glad I brought this up because the look of sheer joy on this man's
face.
He's
so happy.
To be able to show Michael Jackson and Blanket at that. And by the way, Chris, when I went there, like 2003, like I said, we're getting the tour and we're looking at the Brandenburg Gate and it's historic.
It
and no, I didn't know. And then the person with us was like, by the way, you know when Michael Jackson held the bat? It was right. And me and my boy were like, wait, what? Like, yeah, so.
That you would even remember that happened, that
amazing.
You and Rich are cut from the same cloth.
Incredible.
Because it would never even occurred to me that's where it all went down.
Well, Rich
I had
didn't
forgotten
know.
About
TJ
that.
TJ brought it up.
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
TJ brought it up and was like, yo, you got to go check out the hotel where Michael Jackson dangled blanket
out. But of course,
the
Rich right away did.
Well, no, this guy was listening and and brought it up.
Because Rich
like
loves
we
pop
about,
culture, though. You know that.
Like
more than anybody.
Yesterday, there's just certain things that I think all of us just have these weird things that for some reason we memorize or we remember and like maybe no one else would. It's just, I don't know. It's just how your brain works.
Well, this is very German. I said to Rich when he was going to Berlin, I said, you've got to go see, and I don't remember if it's called, I don't remember the name of the museum, but it's the Ishtar Gate, which is one of the most famous pieces of art that was actually taken, I think, from Pergamon and brought to Berlin. And it's incredible. And I, when I went there with my mom years ago, I went straight there and just had the greatest time. I said, Rich, go. So he shows up at the museum and it says, closed for either the next 3 or 30 years. That's what it said. It's like reopening in 3 or 30 years.
Was this 2020 or?
Whoa.
Oh, this is recently
like
he went.
Yesterday
okay.
Or the day before because they're in a renovation. But can you imagine? He's like, he sees that it's closed for renovations and he thinks maybe it'll be open on Thursday. And it was like,
3 years,
maybe
30.
Not.
Three
it,
years
it was 30. Like, it's either going to reopen in your lifetime or it's not.
Or your grandkids can come and check this out.
That's right. I'm surprised we didn't get some more like food reviews from him. He's been very, I think for Rich, very judicious in his food posting.
Well, that's because Brockman shamed him.
Yeah. I did.
Shamed him.
Just because Chris didn't like it. I didn't mind it.
I got to say, he needed to be kind of like, yo, bro, like, relax in the food. Relax
why?
Relax
why?
In the food pics. First off, he's a dude.
So, what does that matter?
Dudes shouldn't post pictures of their feet, and nobody cares what you're eating.
I agree with that, the feet. So, I don't agree with the
eating. Wait a minute. Why would you post a picture of your feet anyway?
People do.
Ask people who
You mean like on an airplane?
Or at the beach and like show their toes in the sand.
I think that's that whole like flex them at the beach when they show like the water and their feet so they can show that they're actually at the beach.
Just tilt the camera up 6 inches so we don't have to see your feet.
I don't agree with the food thing.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I mean, look, Anthony Bourdain made a career out of food.
Rich is not Bourdain. He cooks pancakes. That's it. Like, it's not food.
What do you
cook? Everything.
Wow, you said that. In a lower register.
You said that like it was a Michelin chef.
You said that there should be a new thing, lower register. You're like, everything.
Everything.
I'm just saying.
What do you make? What do you make?
What do you make?
On your Italian vacation, he posted everything that went in his mouth.
What do you make?
What would you like?
That's actually good.
You said you make everything.
What would you like?
What do you make?
Killer breakfast. I can smoke any types of meats.
He does make a mean brisket. I can't front.
You know what's so funny? I wouldn't know
on the
because he's never made any of these things he's rolling off.
I can't front. His brisket is delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know because he's never made any when he comes to my house.
Susie,
where's the brisket? Where's the brisket?
What do you mean? I went to your house and brought chicken wings and made them.
You did?
Wow.
Yeah. I don't eat chicken wings.
Yeah. Del Tufo
can't eat any meat on a bone.
He won't make it anymore.
Meat on a bone?
Oh, I can't. The idea of like
no chicken wings?
Oh, it's disgusting. I can't.
What?
I can't hold a bone. It feels too scary.
Wow.
Taylor, she's a carnivore.
Interesting. Good.
Yeah. I made dinner last night, which sit down, everybody.
Well, you said
I made dinner last night. Just for the guys who say, like, get in the kitchen. Like,
you ordered dinner. It's okay.
I actually made it last night. Thank you very much. I made New York strips.
Look at you.
I mean, that's some fancy stuff.
Right? And I made, and I did make a couple lamb chops just to try to get my kids to eat something that's not, sounds like Lisa. and Taylor sat there with this SH eating grin on her face, like with a boat. She's a total carnivore. I mean, like, I can't do it. I can't eat it off a bone.
Wow.
Can't eat a chicken wing.
Ever? This has always been a thing?
Since I was little.
Mm.
Clearly you can. I can cut it off. I can't. But I make a great steak. For all of you who think I should go back to the kitchen, I make a great steak.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Well, then I say you go back to the kitchen, make a steak, bring it in for us.
Right? You know?
Steaks tomorrow?
Oh, but she's not going to be
here. I don't know. Though. Andrew's here.
Maybe Let's Andrew see bring if a steak. Andrew so let's text them. Andrew right now. Bring us steak.
Andrew Siciliano, I love you. It's been so fun sitting here for 2 days. And I'm going to go back to the kitchen now. See you guys next Tuesday on What the Football with Amy Trask. Do not miss it. Marshall Faulk will be with us in studio. Goodbye, everybody.
How wrestling really works and how you get the ratings. Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson explain on 83 Weeks.
Too much time is spent discussing talent's age. The younger demo is just as excited about a Paul Heyman or a John Cena or an Undertaker or Becky Lynch, or I don't care what their birth certificate says, they're going to draw a younger demo because they're fun to watch and they're great entertainers.
83 Weeks on YouTube or wherever you listen.